One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports Milan Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated. Get this, I've been knocking out bums for almost four decades. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. But guess what? I didn't buy the pay-per-view last week, did you? Want to text me in the studio? You can. The text number, 415-532-4867. That's 415-532-4867. Text me here in the studio right now. Of course, last week's fight, 1 week away, 1 week in the past. Of course, Canelo Alvarez taking on Jermell Charlo. Actually, Jermell Charlo didn't take on Canelo Alvarez, did he? I mean, that was like a dance, a waltz, call it what you want. But the bottom line is, it definitely wasn't PBS's best pay-per-view of the year, without a doubt. So we'll talk about that. Of course, there was a bit of a heist on the undercard. We'll talk about the undercard fight. We'll talk about lots of things. Of course, Las Vegas becoming very controversial when it comes to boxing. Of course, we've got controversial stoppages. We have controversial decisions. I mean, back to Las Vegas being, you know, a place where you have to almost hold your nose now when you go to a boxing event. Straight up, we'll talk about that and more with Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Once again, our text number here in the studio, 415-532-4867. That's 415-532-4867. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and of course, wow, WBC TV.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks,
the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You told a story on one occasion about coming back from the Olympics with the medal to your own hometown. Did this make you a very big man in your own hometown? Did it completely change your life?
Well, you know, like, made me popular for a few days, but I wanted to do something good with it. So I went downtown. At the time, black people was marching to eat in the white restaurants, and they wanted rights to go where they wanted to. And so I said, I'll take this medal and I'll go downtown and I'll sit down in a restaurant. I got on the spot now, and then I'll order something to eat. And I went down and I had my medal on, and the lady was looking. And I said, I'd like a cheeseburger. She said, we don't serve Negroes. I said, I don't eat them either. Just give me a cheeseburger.
They don't serve Negroes. Mm-hmm. You know, been some places in the United States where they didn't want to serve me. I think I was in Turlock, California, which is down near Fresno, of course, the farm capital of the entire world, right? I was down there to fight some clown from the, I didn't know I was in the newspaper either. So anyway, they had this article on me in the newspaper down there and blah, 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 blah. This Golden Glove champion is coming to town to fight Jaime something. I can't remember what the guy's name was. Anyway, bottom line was I beat the snot out of him. In fact, in the second, I think it was the third round, they stopped the fight. They just stopped the fight. I said to myself, this guy's bleeding all over the place. I said to myself, yeah, this is it. They're throwing stuff in the ring. They're really, I mean, they're absolutely horrible. Anyway, but what happened to me earlier in the day was a little bit more, how should we say, Southern hospitality in California. Because what happened was I brought a black trainer with me after weighing in the morning, weighed like 138 pounds, you know. Anyway, so I'm dying to eat. And I'm dying to eat something, dying to drink something the whole nine yards. So my trainer's with me, and he's black, and we went into this coffee shop, and they didn't serve us for like 20 minutes. I mean, like she was moving around. And I was like pain hurting in my stomach, so I wasn't realizing stuff at first. And then I realized what time was, hey, yeah, they're not serving us because we're not what they want to serve. So I told the lady, bam, pulled out my police badge, banged it on the counter, said, I'm a San Francisco policeman right now working undercover. Oh, you should have seen the look on their face. They couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it. Oh, what did you want, sir? What did you want? Yeah, it was all sir after that. But the bottom line was, until they knew I was a cop, I was just some sleazeball in their restaurant that they weren't going to serve, me and my black trainer. So that's California, like 1985, 86, somewhere around there. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We take it from the West Coast to the East Coast and bring in boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, brother.
That's good.
We're getting slammed by rain.
Okay, well, it is. Listen, people don't believe in climate change, but it is what it is. What are we talking about this week in the world of boxing?
Well, several weeks ago, I read that they are doing a reboot of the movie The Wiz.
The phone?
And it was nice to see Jermell Charlo audition for the part in The Wiz last week.
Oh, you're being too. You're being way too kind. You're being way too. I mean, come on.
Well, remember, his catchphrase is "lions only." So last week he played the part of the cowardly lion.
No, he was lion. You don't get it. You misinterpret. It wasn't L-I-O-N. It was L-Y-I-N-G.
What a disgraceful performance.
Well, you know, for a guy that's supposed to be from the hood and proud of his people and all this kind of good stuff, and his brother said he fought like a champion, those kind of, I mean, come on, man. They took the money and ran. You know, some people thought it was like a handshake between these two guys. We're not going to really do anything to hurt each other because, you know, I mean, Canelo imposed his will for the entire fight. I don't think I gave the other guy, I call him the other guy because he didn't show up much, talking about Jermell Charlo. I don't think I gave him any rounds. And if you did give him a round, maybe you were charitable. But the bottom line was he didn't come to fight with his height, reach, and size advantage. He never stepped forward. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I kept saying to myself, impose your will, impose your will, impose your will. Because if you don't impose your will from the get-go with a guy like that, he's going to start kicking your ass and he just won't stop. And that's basically, you know, Canelo had 12 rounds of sparring.
That's exactly what happened. After about the fifth round, he just stopped trying. And Canelo, for his part, I mean, I probably saw a little bit too much loading up. I didn't like that he was trying to throw a looping right hand when Charlo had the high guard. But, you know, if you want to have a good dance, you need a good partner, you know. And Jermell Charlo, and that's just not me criticizing him. He's been criticized by his peers. Terrence Crawford ripped him. Paulie Malignaggi ripped him. I mean, if there's ever someone who came in just for a payday, that's Jermell Charlo. And his reputation took a monster hit.
Well, I don't know if his reputation was all that great beforehand, but the bottom line is, of course, he stunk the joint out, and all those people, you know what, they paid a lot of money. What's terrible about it is that people, you know, I keep saying this over and over again, but people pay a decent amount of coin to go to these fights. Yeah. They're paying like $8,000 or $10,000 sometimes for a ticket, I kid you not, and to sit there and have to watch two guys like, you know, not really engaged, and you know, and Canelo never went for the kill, and the other guy never asserted himself, so it was like a handshake.
It was not a good night for boxing. I mean, Canelo is the biggest star, but, you know, it wasn't his fault. I thought at the weigh-in, he looked great. You know, probably the best I've seen Canelo Alvarez look. He looked like he has fully grown into 168. We could be cynical and say maybe, you know, he had some help with some, you know,
Flintstone vitamins.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the cynic, he brought the cynicism upon himself, you know. So, but that's I looked at my wife about the seventh round. I said, I think this dude is on something, you know, but he put it upon himself, and he's going to have to live with that scarlet letter the rest of his career. Jermell Charlo, I mean, honest, he has, I think, 3 out of the 4 belts at 154.
Listen.
It's going to take a lot for him to redeem
himself. This is still professional boxing. He made a lot of money. He didn't get hurt. He pulled off exactly what he wanted to pull off. He didn't want to go out there looking like Errol Spence. That's because if he would have engaged with Canelo, he would end up looking like Errol Spence.
Spot on. That is true. I mean, like you said, he's a professional. Professionals know how to protect themselves in the ring. They know, you know, they know how to survive. And Jermell Charlo has been a pro long enough. You know, it was like a sparring session, and you've been to more gyms than I have, and it was the type of sparring session that the coach would get up on the apron at about the sixth round and say, come on, that's it, let's stop this, you know, take the headgear off his guy and just, like, not even look at him, say, go hit the bag. That's what it was.
I remember Chris Gomez pulling some Teddy Atlas trick before Teddy Atlas pulled it. I mean, one time I think we were in Modesto, and he said something like, "Came out after the first round." He said, "Man, I'm not going to be here if you continue to fight the way you did. I'm not going to be here when you come back." Say what? Say, did I look? I didn't think I looked that bad, but that was his way of, you know, trying to light a fire under your ass. But the bottom line was, you know, if my corner told me I needed to fire it up, I fired it up, and I think that. It would be better to go down in flames than it would be better than it was to go out like that. But guess what? People have got this Floyd Mayweather mentality now. In other words, you know, survive, go the distance, don't get hurt, the whole nine yards, take your money and run. I think Floyd started, I don't know if you saw that Mike Tyson quote or anything months ago. Well, Mike Tyson said that Floyd Mayweather has ruined the current state of boxing.
You know what? I've always said, he's done more harm for the sport than good. Yeah, he did great for the Mayweather brand, that is for sure. You know, and for the fighters that he fought, you know, God bless him, they hit the lotto. You know, right?
What kind of a man is he when he needs almost 1,000 pounds and more than 1,000 pounds of security around him? He's got five guys look like they're about 300 pounds each. Okay, these big fat five fat white guys. What does he need that type of? I traveled with Muhammad Ali. I was his lone security bar, just me alone, and he's a far better, bigger figure than Floyd Mayweather. Floyd's just not a liked guy.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, you know, Ali was a man of the people. You know, we're lucky that there's so much footage of him. You see him with children, see him, you know, making these humanitarian visits to China and even to North Korea. Like, you can't even compare the two. They're not in the same ballpark.
We were trying to hook up with you during this last exchange, and of course, we led this segment off with Muhammad Ali being in a restaurant in Louisville, Kentucky, and he sat down and he said, "We don't serve Negroes." He goes, "Good, I'm not eating them."
Great line.
Hey, listen, people ask me, and they still ask me, you know, what about Ali? I could tell stories about Ali for hours and hours and hours and hours. It's just that I feel so privileged and lucky to have spent my time around him. I mean, I can't say enough good things. And guess what? The screen just went dead as far as the WBC TV is concerned, so I guess that's out. But straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Let's roll to an early break. Okay, you are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It's coming to you on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Back with Sock after the beat.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dream.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Just before the fight, I'm looking at him and the man's giving his instructions. I said, sucker, you are in trouble tonight. You are fighting the greatest fight of all times. You heard I was the greatest. Like you just said, you heard this, now you see it. I said, you said I was the greatest, but you're going to see. I'm fast, sucker. I'm going to burn you up. You're fighting your idol. I talked through the whole fight. I said, come on, sucker. I said, show me something. They told me you could hit hard. You're just a sissy. Come on, sucker. Show me something. Oh, I grabbed his head sometimes, and I said, look at you. Look at you. Round 7, and you're tired. You have 8 more rounds to go. And he's just throwing them. He's breathing. I said, oh, you finished, boy. You are in trouble. I said, you don't have but 2 chances, slim and none.
The greatest of all time, of course, 1974. Of course, the rumble in the jungle that bankrupted the country of Zaire, Africa. Of course, President Mobutu giving Don King $6.5 million he really didn't have. Of course, the country went bankrupt. Of course, Don King, then and then, around the world, convinced everybody that Zaire, Africa would become the next French Riviera or the next Las Vegas. I kid you not. And it was a piece of the jungle where there were actually, like, jungle animals all over the place. I kid you not. Anyway, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, you can text me here in the studio at 415-532-4867 or. We do the Twitter thing, and I think they call it X now, but the bottom line is I'm not average Pedro at Twitter. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, back to the phone lines in the Bronx, of course, bringing in the Bronx Bomber, Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. And somebody asked me, why is it you think you've been so successful for all these years, Pedro? And I said, because I surround myself with people that are smarter than me. Boxing's PhD, classic example of that, Socrates Palmer. Now, Soc, let's talk about this fight last week. Of course, we'll talk about Erickson Lubin winning a 12-round decision over Jose Ramos. Of course, for the records, Lubin now 26-2, 18 KOs. Of course, Ramos now 20-1 with 16 whacks. Of course, scores of 117-111 or 9-3 in rounds, 116-112, 8-4 in rounds, or 115-113 in rounds at 7-5 in rounds. And I had it 117-111 the other way, so that's a bit of a stretch as far as the scoring is concerned. But then again, some people thought it wasn't that bad of a score. It wasn't, you know. How did you see that?
I thought that Lubin got a gift, but there were some rounds that were left on the table.
Okay.
I blame the corner.
Okay.
The other guy's corner saying that you're up six rounds. And you can see that they just took the foot off the gas pedal, and they paid the price. Not the worst decision.
But not
a great decision.
But I kept saying to myself, you know, Lubin really hasn't won any big rounds, anything to turn this around. So I just had the other guy rolling on him. I mean, when I said it was 9-3 the other way, it might have been 10-2 the other way. I mean, that's a big disparity, of course. It was funny, or maybe it's not so funny. Somebody says to me it smells like Las Vegas, like they had it in for this guy to win because of the fact that, you know, all three judges went the same way. As I said, 9-3, 8-4, and 7-5 in rounds.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, is it the worst I've seen? Absolutely not. But it's on the honorary mention list.
Okay. You know what is on? It's on a good list coming up October 14th for Showtime going down under for Tim Tszyu and Brian Mendoza. Brian Mendoza is a good fighter. I mean, I think he's going to give Tim Tszyu all he can handle. But. We're fighting in Australia. For some reason, with the exception of Devin Haney, everybody who goes down there is cursed.
Well, and unfortunately for Mendoza, he's fighting a real fighter, as opposed to who Devin Haney fought.
Well, speaking of Devin Haney now, moving from 135 to 140, of course, and going on pay-per-view, we talked about this last week. I mean, is this PBS going to go for the pay-per-view juggler one more time?
Oh, boy. It's a good fight, you know, between him and Prograis, but it's not pay-per-view worthy, in my opinion. This should have been a nice
HBO card.
Yeah, I mean, give me a reason why you're asking $20 a month, DAZN.
I thought DAZN was a bit more than $20 a month. But anyway, it costs more than Netflix or Netflix, right?
I think it should cost more than Netflix or HBO Max.
Wow.
And certainly not DAZN.
Well, you know, of course, looking at DAZN, ESPN Plus, and Showtime, put it together. To be a diehard boxing fan, my people down there at Veev TV and WBC TV tell me it costs you $1,300 a year.
And people, you know, I mean, not that I'm advocating for piracy, but then again, you know, how can you blame them? Especially after you get a pay-per-view card like you got last week.
Yeah, but listen, but in order to support the sport, I think people have to, you know, I mean, come on. People have to buy pay-per-view events. I mean, if you don't support the fights, support the fighters, who's going to do it? Then again, I always wondered who supports the porn industry because there's so much free porn on the industry. By the way, who does support the porn industry? There's that much free porn on the industry. How do they make any money anymore? Daniel, you buy porn? Daniel doesn't buy it.
Oh, boy.
You let that one go. You let that one roll. You see the married man just back out of that one? Anyway, Brian Mendoza and Tim Zhu. Tim Zhu's a 3-1 favorite. Is that too much?
That's just about right. I mean, he's fighting at home. He's a big puncher. He's a big name. Mendoza is kind of tailor-made for him. He's a solid fighter, but I can't see Zhu, unless he's totally overconfident and distracted, having any problems with Mendoza.
You know, I'm looking at the October fights. Just go through it quick. The 7th, of course, Zerto Ramirez and Joe Smith, Lee Wood and Josh Warrington. The 11th, Finke Hermans and Mary Spencer. Okay, women's junior middleweight title. ESPN on the 14th, got a guy I can't pronounce his name against Vicente Guattari for the WBO and IBF middleweight titles. Showtime is on the October 14th, the aforementioned Tim Zhu and Brian Mendoza. Also on the 14th, KSI versus Tommy Fury in a pay-per-view. Are they going to make money with this? Does Tommy Fury make money?
I guess he does. Or else they wouldn't be doing it. There is a niche, you know. It's that celebrity boxing, social media world. Somebody's going to watch it. And me, like a hypocrite, I'll be watching as well.
Okay. I'll go with that. Anthony Joshua now, he can't find any opponents, he says. He actually doesn't want to fight anybody live. You think it's time to just, like, drop him from the top 10?
Well, I mean, he's coming off a win. He's still a name. He draws tickets in England. He's still, you know, a name. And I think that they have to find the right opponent for him.
Okay,
if they want to keep the gravy train going.
All right, let's change subjects real quick. Tyson Fury, should he be arrested for impersonating the linear world heavyweight champion?
But I don't have a problem with him doing these type of fights like in Ghana, as long as he fulfills his obligation, and that is to fight Usyk within the next 6 months.
You know what?
So I'm like the governor.
After Usyk got punked out in the Daniel Dubois fight, of course, somebody said to me, oh, man, you wouldn't want Daniel Dubois as champion. But the bottom line is I thought Daniel Dubois deserved more than what he got. But, of course, he got the short end of the stick there without a doubt. Now, as far as who is KSI? Somebody sent me a text. Who is KSI real quick? Do you know?
He's a gamer, and he became a social media star, him and Logan Paul. They made a lot of money together. He's appeared on WWE. You know, he's doing his thing. You know, my hat's off to the young man. I'm not a player hater at all.
Okay, back to October 28th. Now, they've announced, of course, Fury and Usyk supposedly going to take place by April. Francis Ngannou, are they giving him no... Are you, as a boxing fan, as a boxing analyst, are you giving him no respect whatsoever in this event?
If I give him a chance, those are two different questions.
Okay, well,
my opinion, I think he's going to get knocked out at some point. Right.
You know,
they stop it early. so he's not ruined, you know, in MMA?
You know, I don't think they would stop this fight early. I think there's going to be a convincing ending one way or the other, because we can't have those quick stoppages and things like that. That's what makes people think, you know, like the Raleigh Romero stoppage a month and a half ago or 2 months ago when Tony Weeks pulled that. Probably people trying to tell me Tony Weeks has made up for himself since then. I don't think he can ever make up for that.
He's going to have to wear that the same way Richard Steele has wore that. That Melvin Taylor Chavez.
But that was unjustified, man. Yeah, time out. That was unjustified. Lou Duva was standing up in Meldrick Taylor's corner. I was there. I was sitting in the ninth row, and Lou Duva was up in his corner screaming at Meldrick. Meldrick was looking at Lou instead of looking at the referee. Can't blame Mel. Got to blame Lou.
I agree. I think, but Richard Steele was the scapegoat that night.
Now, he's been the scapegoat for a long time since then. I mean, he stopped the first Mike Tyson Razor Ruddock fight, necessitating the second fight. I don't know if that stoppage was bad, but the mechanics was bad in that stoppage. His mechanics is.
I think sometimes referees get caught out of position, and it looks worse than what it is.
All right. Bottom line is, what do you and the family have planned for this evening? Anything spectacular, young man?
Well, it's pouring rain, so it's definitely going to be a day that we stay inside. Probably catch a movie and watch the fight tonight.
God, you guys Ramirez are saying, you know what? You know what? God, you're starting to sound like the Godfather, Larry Merchan. You have a great, but that's an honor. You have a great weekend. A great week, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Socrates Palmer, Boxing's PhD on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Want even more excitement on game day? It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you can win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks, and with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out, watch your entry update in real time, and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, when you go to prizepicks.com/byline and use code Byline, Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/byline with code byline for a 100% deposit match. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Coming from across the pond, Lee Wood, of course, and Josh Warrington going in about, I don't know, a half hour here on The Zone. Of course, we are coming to you on the West Coast live. It is a 11:40 a.m. West Coast time, of course, 2:40 p.m. East Coast time. Bottom line is this fight is airing, of course, coming from the U.K. But the WBA featherweight title on the line, Lee Wood and Josh Warrington, is supposed to be a good fight. Of course, also today, Zerto Ramirez is going to hook it up with Joe Smith Jr. Joe Smith Jr., of course, a former light heavyweight of note. Of course, Zerto Ramirez, a light heavyweight, did some good numbers. But the bottom line is Zerto's really not that good of a fighter. I remember one point in time I said to myself, maybe this guy could be the best cruiserweight and maybe the best, you know, bridge weight fighter, maybe under 220 pounds, but he just didn't have it. Now he's back to cruiserweight, fighting at 200 pounds. Wish him the very best of luck, but I'm not a big fan of Zerto Ramirez. Hopefully, Joe Smith will take this in hand and romp to a victory, because the bottom line is Joe needs one to come back, of course. Coming back in the world of boxing after getting drilled, nothing, how can I put this? It's tough coming back. I mean, that's why I think, you know, Charlo, somebody said to me, well, you know, Charlo would have got knocked out. You know, his career would have been over, blah, blah, blah. This way his career is not over. His career is over in the minds of most boxing fans. I mean, that's the people that got to buy this fight. I mean, come on. The bottom line is he never threw a punch with bad intentions. In fact, he wore some big old gloves. The gloves I thought were sort of funny. I mean, I watched Canelo's little tiny gloves. Canelo had these nice little gloves on, custom-made gloves and stuff. And Charlo had these, like, big gangster gloves on and the whole nine. But, you know, why are you wearing gangster gloves when you want to hit somebody as hard as you can? I don't get that. I just don't get it. If you want to hit somebody as hard as you can, why aren't you wearing the Clito Reyes gloves? I just don't get it. Anyway, Charlo didn't try. I mean, Terrence Crawford, of course, wanted to go up to 154 and take on Charlo for three of the four belts. He said, man, you're not on my dance card anymore. I don't want to stick the joint out. You did. Without a doubt, you didn't try. I mean, Crawford went after him with both hands. And, of course, just ripped him to pieces without a doubt, of course, as far as social media was concerned. Most people have kicked his ass on social media. Does he deserve it? Without a doubt. Pregas and Haney, of course, is going to go down, looks like, in December here in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, of course, at the Chase Center. Chase Center will have his first, I believe, boxing event ever. Of course, some good concerts there, but I don't know if this fight's going to make any money. In other words, you know, I know Devin Haney's from San Francisco, this and that, but he's never fought here. People don't know who he is here. There's no Jack Fisk here. I'm not big locally here anymore. There's nobody locally in the media that can, like, take this fight and put it on their shoulders and run with it. There's nobody. I mean, unless you maybe get some of the TV channels involved, and they don't want to get involved with boxing. I mean, Gary Radnovich, that was his real name. Gary Radnovich, of course, the longtime KRON TV anchor, of course, sports anchor. He played for UNLV basketball. But the bottom line is his real name was Radnovich, yeah. And his father, Gus Radnovich, was a heavyweight fighter. He was a pretty good fighter. In fact, Gary told me at one point in time that promoter Don Chargan, may he rest in peace, of course, the Hall of Fame trainer out of L.A., of course, primarily in his last few years was in Sacramento, California. But the bottom line was Don Chargan promoted him. Back in the day, John Chargan used to put food on the table. That's what Gary Radnich told me. Of course, Gary lived here in San Francisco, but that's what he told me. Growing up as a kid, we knew Don Chargan, the box promoter, as the guy that put food on the table. That was pretty cool. Anyway, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. As far as 147 pounds is concerned, of course, looks like Yordi Ugas is done. I'm talking about the Cuban, of course, now 27-6, 16 KOs. Got lit up like the White House Christmas tree in a WBC 147-pound title eliminator last week by Mario Barrios. Barrios now 28-2, 18 wax scores across the board, 118-107. Man, that's like 10-2 in rounds. Of course, Ugas up and down a couple of times, but time to stick a fork in him. He is done. And, of course, as I said, with most of the Cuban fighters, they're lying about their age. Like Daniel. Daniel goes and tells chicks he's only 25 years old. He's not 25. He goes and tells them he's not 25. And I think the Cubans come over here. Joel Casamore, are you listening to me? 1992 Olympic gold medals. But I think the Cubans come over here and say, you know what? I'll just be a few years younger. And I think they all are a few years younger, like a lot of the African fighters, just a few years younger. I mean, you can't look at me. I mean, when John Mugabe said he was like 22 or 23 years old, I looked at him, I said, well, you got to be kidding me. This guy looks like he's 35 years old, 40 years old. Anyway, but he looked that old. But the bottom line is, I think both Cubans and and Russians tend to lie when it comes to their status concerned as far as their age. Warrington is predicting a knockout of Lee Wood. Of course, Lee Wood, a decent fighter, but not the greatest fighter in the world. I think this fight's a toss-up. I really do. I think this fight's a toss-up. Of course, these fights are happening in a couple hours here on DAZN. Of course, ESPN, if you combined all the platforms together, ESPN, DAZN, Showtime, and the pay-per-views is $1,300 a year. So to be an avid boxing fan, you've got to spend $1,300. To be a diehard boxing fan, you've got to spend $1,300 a year. That's a whole lot of money in the year 2023. Well, I shouldn't be moaning because I made a few bucks this week working. But the bottom line is I also spent a lot of money on gas. I spent $140 this week on gasoline. I went to Stockton back and forth every day, sometimes twice. Stockton's like 70 miles away. I was planting GPS devices on a car. Get this. I planted a GPS device on a car, right? And it was working fine, and it just malfunctioned like an hour later. I had to go back. And there's nothing more stressful than a private investigator climbing in somebody's car in broad daylight, because I prefer to do it in broad daylight because you can't see what you're doing in the dark. Can. So, but the bottom line is broad day. People don't suspect you anyway. You know, you walk along and slide in the car and kid it up in the daytime. Oh, we're done. Anyway, bottom line is enough of my private investigator work. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Oh, are Las Vegas judges suspect again? Is this another Las Vegas ripoff, Pedro? I don't want to call it a Las Vegas ripoff. Of course, last week's judge fight between Lubin and Ramos. I don't want to call it Las Vegas Rumos a ripoff, but I just think that Las Vegas has had some suspicious events of late. Of course, the scorecard there were flashing on the screen at WBC TV. Of course, as I said, 9-3, 8-4, and 7-5 in rounds, all for the winner in my mind, of course, and not in my mind, but in the mind of them guys, Erickson Lubin. More power to him. I mean, you know, I looked at some of the highlights of the fight that were shown on TV, and they only show Lubin. The other guy wasn't spectacular, but he was effective enough. In other words, he was effective enough to win most of those rounds. I mean, you know, Lubin had a nice jab. He flashed at times, but he never turned that fight around. So I think they should have a rematch. But, you know, listen, there's got to be intensity in fighters. They don't see the intensity. In fact, we've got a fighter of ours here in the stable, of course, that I thought didn't give it his all a couple of fights back, or one fight back. Of course, it was a big fight in a main event on television to an extent. He choked. And when you choke on TV once, you're inclined to choke twice, three times, four times, because if you don't feel the pressure to perform the first time, you're probably not going to feel it the second time because you've already lost. And once you lose, it's like the aura of invincibility is gone as a professional fighter. It just is. That one loss, people say to me, oh, man, Roberto Duran lost. Yeah, he lost a fight to, you know, Esteban de Jesus, of course, and came back and won 2 out of 3 from de Jesus without a doubt. But the bottom line was that was sort of Roberto. Roberto never got in shape for more than one fight at a time. That's what Larry Murch used to tell me. You know, the problem with Duran is he doesn't get in shape twice, two fights in a row. Of course, Duran famous for getting fat between fights. In fact, I saw a picture of him the other day at some boxing hall of fame. He looks good. He's not dying his hair anymore. Roberto, just for men. Go back to just for men. But the bottom line is, of course, the greatest fighter, I think, in the history of boxing. I mean, think about this. He was world-ranked at 126. He turned pro at 122 pounds. Won the 135-pound championship. Defended it a record number of times, of course. then went off. Skipped junior welterweight because Antonio Cervantes was, you know, the WBA guy, and he would have licked him like a stamp. And he was old, of course, from Colombia down there. They wanted to protect their guy in the South America. So they asked him to go to 147. He became the number one contender, 147, of course. And then Wilfred Benitez and then Ray Leonard fought for the title, and he was the number one contender for that title. Of course, he fought for the title June 20th, 1980. Of course, that was the brawl in Montreal. I thought the greatest fight that's ever, ever been put on television. People tell me, oh, what about Hagler-Hearns? I don't know about Hagler-Hearns. I mean, Hagler-Hearns was two guys, you know, I mean, just going crazy and throwing punches and that. It was like a wild ride, like a wild event, like a car wreck. But Duran and Leonard was strategy, it was fighting, it was boxing, it was slickness, it was one guy trying to outsmart the other. Of course, one guy was smarter than the other, I mean, faster than the other guy. Ray Leonard had the speed, but you wouldn't know it with Roberto Duran catching with those counterhand right hands from the second round on, of course, and the left hooks as well. But for Duran to get close to Leonard in the first fight, that was because Leonard decided to stand and fight. Actually, Duran didn't give him a chance, didn't give him an opportunity. Of course, in the second fight, Roberto wasn't in decent shape. I don't think, you know, the No Mas fight, everybody talks about that. When they talk about the career of Roberto Duran, and I just think that if you're looking at that one blight, you're missing the greatness, because at 154, wow, he took out Davey Moore. I mean, I watched that fight in L.A. at the Main Street Theater, down the street from the famed Main Street Jim back in 1980. Was it 83? It was 83, of course. He beat up. I mean, come on. We had to go down there to watch it. There wasn't showing anywhere locally. So what a boxing fan was I, is I got on a plane and flew to L.A. to watch it on closed circuit television at the Main Street Theater. I kid you not. So he beats Davey Moore. Big underdog. Yeah, 3-1 underdog, of course. Then he fights Marvin Hagler. And he's ahead after 12 rounds with Marvin Hagler. I thought that might have been a little bit suspect. Might have been pushing a little bit. But the bottom line is he hung with Marvin Hagler. Here's a former lightweight champion, 135-pound champion, supposedly at his best, hanging with the 160-pound king of the middleweights. Of course, at that point in time, Hagler was the king of all kings. Of course, it would take Ray Leonard 2.5 years to fight Marvin Hagler after Roberto Duran fought him and almost beat him. And what did Roberto say when he was coming down the steps? Coming down the steps after that fight in November 1983, coming down the steps, I'll never forget, he looked over at Ray, he said, "You can beat him. You can beat him." Of course, that was back in 83. Ray didn't fight him until 87. Of course, that was about three and a half years later, April 1987. There was a controversial fight that it is. 115, 113, two times. 115, I think they're back. 115, 113. One judge had it 7-5 in rounds for Ray Leonard. Then one judge, Jojo Guerra, who should have been arrested for personating a judge that night, had it 118, 110 for Leonard. What was he thinking? What was he watching? Who was he doing? What were the motivations behind that? And, of course, the third judge, my great friend Lou DeFlippo, he had it 115, 113, 7-5 in Hagler. As I said, we argued on three or four different continents about that fight. Me and Lou, Marvin and I sort of had discussions on that fight in three or four different continents. And I got to say this, Marvin Hagler was a little guy that I was always afraid of. I popped off around everybody. I wasn't scared of anybody. I mean, I would ask anybody the question. Jerry Cooney, are you just getting all this hype because you're the great white hope? I wasn't afraid to ask guys questions that other guys wouldn't, right? But I never messed with Marvin Hagler. I just didn't. I had this utmost respect for him. And when I used to go to the gym, of course, Johnny Taco's gym there in Las Vegas, the ringside gym on Main and Charleston, it's still standing, but the gym is closed. Bit of a sad sight. Of course, it's dilapidated, and evidently they hold lingerie parties there once in a while. Johnny would be rolling over in his grave if he knew about it. But the bottom line is, Taco's gym is where I met Marvin Hagler the first time. Of course, he was training for fights like the Roldan fight. Of course, Johnny would let me come in the gym and watch Hagler train. Of course, the Duran fight, the Hearns fight, and of course, the final fight, the Leonard fight. Hagler was in sharp for all those fights. But if you only fight once a year, and that's what he was doing at the end, you're going to get old. You're just going to get old. You can't say, I keep my diet down and, I keep my weight down. This thing. Nah. If you ain't running, you ain't training. If you ain't fighting, it ain't the same thing. I think Marvin Hagler got old right then. Of course, after the Mugabe fight, I think it was in the ring, right after the Mugabe fight. I think he stopped Mugabe in like the 11th round, but it was a very tough fight for Marvin Hagler. Mugabe came to fight, and Mugabe wasn't giving up. Of course, John the Beast Mugabe. And, of course, Marvin said after that, do I still have her, or did I lose it, or something like that. He didn't have too much confidence after the fight. Of course, then Ray Leonard says, probably a good time to fight Marvin Hagler right now. Of course, he had the war with Hearns, in which Hearns broke his hand. Of course, people say to me, was that, as I said, the greatest fight of all time? I'll go back to Leonard and Duran the first time. The first fight, June 20th, 1980, I thought it was the greatest 15 rounds I think I've ever seen. At one point in time, you're going back and forth. Was Ray Leonard going to come back here? Ray Leonard had a great 14th round. I mean, it was like, and then when it came down to the scores, it was like, it was close. It was real close. It was a fight where the Ray Leonard fans, I was watching this at closed circuit television at the Cow Palace here in San Francisco, where I stopped Paul Nave, the future WBF champion in the second round with a body shot. But, I was watching that fight at the Cow Palace, and the Latinos, because the fight was announced in French, and there was the closed circuit television, the scores were announced in French, and they announced the scores backwards in French. They do that in Spanish, too. That's why I can't speak Spanish. I'm not dyslexic. Anyway, but they announced the scores backwards in French, so the Leonard fans thought that he won. Leonard, blah, 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 Duran, blah, blah, blah. Well, they did it backwards because it was French, okay? French-Canadian. So anyway, the Leonard fans thought that Leonard won, but actually Duran won without a doubt, of course, and that's when we had to collect that money leaving the Cow Palace. A couple of guys tried to run out on me. You aren't running out on me, Holmes. You owe me $50. I think we bet $50 on two different occasions there. But everybody paid up that night. It was a great night of boxing, June 28, 1980, I think the greatest night in boxing history without a doubt. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Checking your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Bernard Hopkins, why doesn't he just go away?
I know a place where people
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now, and I'm going to get straight to it. Boo Boo, November, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Originally we're trying to make the fight happen with Munguia. And he backed out last minute, so we weren't able to make it with him. And now, like I said, I want to be a man of my word. I said I want to either get Boo Boo, Canelo, Munguia, Morel.
Yeah.
And we weren't able to get Munguia, but now it looks like Demetrius Andre is going to happen. So that's a really good fight in the tournament.
Do you consider, at least on paper, do you think it would be a more difficult fight than Caleb Plant?
To be honest, I don't know. I think the only difference is that he's lefty. I feel like it's the same type of fighter. But I feel like once, I'm just too strong, too big and strong for him. I feel like once they see, just like happened to Caleb Plant fight, once we get to the middle, in the middle rounds, I start to take over. And I see the same thing happening in this fight.
Do you feel like this is more of a Arizona fight or like a Las Vegas?
So I think it's going to be either Las Vegas or California, but I'm not 100% sure yet.
David Benavidez, undefeated super middleweight, of course, the uncrowned champion in my mind at 168. Of course, he and Canelo Alvarez supposed to hook it up in May if Canelo wants to do it. Wink, wink. Bottom line is Canelo's probably going to fight Cecilia Bracus. That's probably going to fight a woman in his next fight because after the Charlo fight, you can't get much. Put it this way. I mean, Cecilia Bracus would have done better than Jermell Charlo. She just would have. Anyway, Cecilia Bracus is going to challenge the 154-pound champion of the WB, of course, Terry Harper. That's going to go down in a couple of weeks. You got to give her all kinds of props. At 147, she was king and queen of the same division for a long time. Got to give her some props, of course. But everybody gets old. Now she's moving up in weight. Is she the opponent? We'll find out when they hook it up. Of course, that'll be on the Zone. You've been tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Best fighter pound for pound in the world, is it still Canelo Alvarez? Is it still? Was he really before? I mean, I would want to lean towards Terrence Crawford doing the center of Nanoa Inoue. Of course, the young man from Japan, he's undefeated, or Crawford. But the reason why I bring up Crawford is that Crawford, of course, had that train wreck of a fight with Errol Spence a couple of months ago, and they want to do it again. Looks like they're going to do it in December, a rematch. Why would you want to push a guy in front of a car again? I mean, the guy's been run over by a car. Why would you want to push him in front of a car again? But then again, this is boxing. Ring Talk, live worldwide, is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcasting One. My buddy Daniel's in the room. Of course, Daniel Ogden is the producer of the Saturday show. I thank him so much. I want to thank the people at Vive TV. Of course, the Jackamans down there in Dallas, Texas. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you on the World Boxing Council Facebook page and, of course, sportsbyline.com. Till next time, peace, love, and respect. Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time.